swamp root. It's a root that you get out of the ground. You pull the bush up, and you get this root, and it made a little joint. It's like these joints on your fingers. They're little joints.
Yeah.
And you cut each one of those joints, and you string them on a string, and you tie it around the baby's neck when it was teething, and it wouldn't have a hard time like most children does. And he did the same thing.
Would you ever give anything for when you got something on your skin?
You mean like poison ivy or something like that?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my mother took sulfur. We used to have sulfur, get sulfur by the lumps. She potted that sulfur, and she put lard in it. We had hogs. When we killed the hogs, my daddy would make the fat, the grease. Y'all call it shortening now.
Mm-hmm.
Or we used to call it grease. Well, he'd melt that grease, and he would take some of that, and he would mix it with the powdered sulfur, and he'd put it on your arm, like we had Indian fire or something like that. Excuse me, my mother would make a flare with this sulfur and this grease, and she would put that on. And I remember one time when I was constituted with my aunt, with strawberry farming out there. We were strawberry farming. I went to spend a vacation with my aunt, and they were strawberry farming. And we were supposed to rake the pine needles on the strawberry to preserve them for the winter so they wouldn't lose them, you know? And I didn't know what I was doing, so I took the hoe and I chopped. And the hoe went right through the straw and chopped me on the bunion and just cut it open. And my aunt did not take me to the doctor. When I got home, she took a cockroach, and she took the wings off, and she took the body part of it. And she mashed it, and she took some Vaseline, and she mashed it with it. She took one of the paw of garlic, she mashed it, she mixed that up, made a poultice, and put it on my feet. And she did that, she made me soak my feet twice a day, and she put this poultice on, and it healed up. And less than 2 weeks, it's practically healed. And today, it would have put about 4 or 5 stitches in it. And it's the same way with any other illness we have. We always use old fashioned.
And they work?
Yes, it works. My father, if he had an indigestion, soreness in the chest, he'd take a spoon of sugar, and he'd put 7 drops of Sloan liniment on that. And he took that, swallowed that, and it would pass away. I mean, he'd get rid of his illness.
That was when he was sick, where?
Like he had a pain in the chest. You call that an indigestion?
Yeah.
He would take some Sloan liniment on sugar. And we got, like we cut our feet on a glass or stick it on a nail, he'd take a piece of salt meat, you know what that is? He'd take the fat off the salt meat and put it on our feet, tie it up. We never had infection. Those are the things we did in the old days.
You ever give anything to thin your blood? Just that?
Yeah, no, it didn't thin it, it cleaned it. She gave us sulfur. She mixed sulfur and honey together. And in March, for 9 days in March, each morning we took a teaspoonful of this honey and sulfur mix.
I bet it didn't taste good.
Yes, it did. It did taste good because we liked it, the honey. And you couldn't taste the sulfur, but it really tastes good. Until today, I don't use sugar. I use honey. I sweeten my coffee with honey, not sugar. If I eat pancakes, I eat it with honey. I don't like sugar. It's not good for you. My parents told us that when he's coming up.